roster. They have a lot of young guys on up front, offensively, young overall. And Houston, with a big squad this year, they're not quite as inexperienced as they have been in years past. That has definitely been a factor. First game here in conference play as Houston is gets ready to take on the SCA. Face off against the Bulldogs next Friday night. Be the first game, home game for Houston for this season. A couple of long road games to start the season and short road game tonight. Just to be ready to be back in Tiger Stadium. Well, we want to thank our sponsors for Houston Tiger football. We have Bailey Chevrolet, Medlock's Body Shop, THC Home Center, Downs Gone Mad, Favor Grill and Barbecue, Ozark Progressive Bank, and State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby. A huge thanks to them for bringing you these games, allowing us to bring you these games, and supporting the Houston Tigers. A couple minutes till kickoff here in the second half. 26-6 our score as the Houston Tigers try to keep Salem at bay. Well, the Mizzou Tigers have their second football game of the season tomorrow, renewing an old rivalry with Kansas State. First played each other way back in 1914. Haven't seen a lot of each other lately. Mizzou left for the SEC a decade ago now. We'll see how the Mizzou defense holds up on the road, coming off a strong 52-24 win over Louisiana Tech last week. Should be a fun game to watch. This is the 98th time those two teams will face off, and you can catch all of the action in the free game starting at 9 a.m. and kickoff at 11 right here on Q94. Well, I'm Jared Holden here of the second half action, Houston Tigers in Salem tonight. And they've been able to continue their running game here in the third week. Haven't had a lot of problem getting good field position and really moving the ball around well, spreading everyone out. Before the season started, it was kind of a question of who are the Tigers going to turn to? Who's going to step up and kind of run, take over the offense, and really be a major factor each game. Last year, people ran the ball quite a bit. Bailey Burns carried the ball for the Tigers a lot last year. He's really been able to spread the ball around and rely on a few different running backs, and that has been really great for the first couple weeks, and then into the night against Salem. We get that kick off here. Houston go kick Salem. That's a return. Second half underway. Here's the turn for Salem here as he runs out of bounds on the near side. Will be knocked down or knocked right out of bounds at the 26. Hughes pushes them out. First and 10 for Salem to start us off here in the second half. Of from the near hash. Here's the snap for Salem. Far side. Tug gets off near the middle. Houston all over him. Brings him down. Harold Lasker. And on the tackle for Houston. Just a 6-yard loss. Second down for Salem. That's the kind of pressure that Houston likes to apply, and that sucks it for him now. Here's the throw is going to be incomplete on the far side for Salem. Third down. Houston able to get a couple of turnovers on downs in the first half. And they would love to do that early here in the second. Third down. And 16 for Salem. Throw on the far side. It's going to be caught. And he's going to break free of one tackle. And end up getting pushed out of bounds there as the Houston Tigers able to catch up with it. That's good enough for first down for Salem. From their own 37. Just 1 minute in here to the second half. Salem trying to get their way back into this ball game. Snap for Salem. Here's the run up the middle is going to be brought down. Boy, with the carry for Salem, Grayson Mitchell had the tackle for Houston. Couple yard pickup, second and 8. Third play here of the possession. Salem with the snap from the far half. Hand it off again. As Caden DuBois, quarterback for Salem, hangs on to it. Takes it off the middle. 4-yard pickup. Third down. He'll drop back, look to throw. Ball came out weird. It's tipped by a Houston Tiger. And that brings up 4th and 6 for Salem. Houston kind of starting to gel. Defensive line starting off the second half, looking strong. As Salem pumps away, Williams going to take a knee with it in the backfield around the 15-yard line. That's where the Tigers will take over on the turnover. Houston, 1st and 10 from the 17, 9.5 play here in the third quarter. And here's the snap from the far side for Houston, Carroll. will move and get the handoff there as he runs on the far side. And end up moving the ball up 6 yards. Second four. Off the carry. By Anthony Carroll, 23-yard line. As whistle. Is Blanc. Flag there before the snap. Penalty will go against Salem. That will be offside. Houston. Catches a little break there. Moves them right on up. First down from the 28. Their own 28. As they'll run it here on the near side. And go to James with the carry. He's pushed out of bounds. He will. Move it right on up to the 40. Nice little run there here on the near side for Houston. Here on the near side, here's the snap as the ball kind of comes loose. Jack Williams called with the foul there on the carry. The second down from the 47. Second and three for Houston. And here's a snap running to the near side. Dakota James runs out of bounds.
Third and three on the carry for Dakota James.
And a nice handoff. Same play. They ran a couple of plays ago. Good enough for a first down. 45-yard line. Salem territory for Houston. They keep moving the ball up the field. Here's a snap for Houston. And Hughes keeps that one. He gets brought down after 5 yards. Second and five. That's just about 10 yards tonight for Hughes running the ball in this game. Second and five from the Salem 40. Flag on the play. That. Will be an offside call. Going against Salem. Well, moves it up to the 36. Second and one. 7 to play. 26-6. Houston leads Salem. Now, in the run. Four. as Hughes carries it again. First down, 34-yard line for Houston. Off the quarterback keeper there, and here's the snap again for the Tigers. Anthony Carroll with the carry. And he'll get a short pickup of about 4 yards. We get about 4 yards. Second and six from the 30. And here's a snap for Houston as they run it back up the middle. They'll pick up a couple of yards. So to James with the carry. Bring up third down for Houston. Two to go from the 26. They another Houston player takes a bit to get up. Houston kind of tosses things over, as he does, and that brings us to 5.5 minutes here in the third quarter. Third and two for Houston from the Salem 26-yard line. Salem not really able to get much of a handle on Houston's offense. They've been able to kind of have a pretty easy time moving the ball down the field. Carry the run play by Houston. That's good enough for a first down. Carroll with the carry. First and 10 from the 20-yard line. There's the snap from the near half for Houston. As they run it there on the near side. Go to James, get the carry for the Tigers. Second down, 8-yard pickup for Houston from the 12-yard line, second and 11, or second and 2, excuse me. 4:26 to play here in the third quarter. Here's the snap for Houston. They run it again on the near side. That will be a foul or a penalty. It's going to go against Houston holding. And that They'll move them back a little bit here in their drive. Time winds down here in the third quarter. From the 22, ten-yard penalty. Here's the snap on third down. It's a run there on the far side, and he's going to be dropped as Anthony Carroll gets the carry for Houston. Nice run wide. First down for Houston, and they get stopped on the 7-yard line. First and goal from the 7. On a nice pickup. And Andy Carroll gets the carry again. Gets stopped short of the goal line. Second and 2. Five-yard pickup for Houston. As Houston calls a timeout, 2:56 to play, 26-6. Houston leads the Salem Tigers, or at least momentarily. Houston has another great chance to score here. Second and 2 from the 2-yard line. So once again, it's both teams running the ball a lot. Houston really being able to get the ball wherever they want on the field and not having any issues in doing so. Probably one of the biggest issues Houston runs into is just when they get into penalties and foul trouble and moves them back, and they have to kind of overcome that. They usually do, but that's not how you want to win football games if you can help it. But Tigers try to stay away from that as they advance in conference play. Double games on the season for the Tigers will be there at the end of the regular season as they get ready for the district tournament. They'll have both Mountain Grove and Liberty back-to-back during the final two games of the season as Houston runs it again. And keeps it, brings up third down there at the line of scrimmage. Two and a half to play in the third quarter. Houston going to sub a couple players out. Third and goal from the 2. On the far side, Houston runs it on the near side, and that's good for a touchdown. Dakota Jane with the score for Houston from the 2-yard line. Houston able to run it in there on third down. 32-6. Our score here in Salem. Houston once again starting to kind of run away with this game. Really would be a good win despite Houston or despite Salem being kind of in a little bit of a rebuilding year. But first win would be really great for Houston as they enter conference play with a 3-0 record. Going to play Kabul next week. So we'll see if they can hang on to their lead and get that big 3-0 record heading into week four. Just a couple minutes to play here in the third quarter as Houston will get set. They have seldom went for the extra point so far this season. They've tried for the two-point conversion quite a bit. And they'll do it again here. Throw's going to be incomplete. Two-point conversion is no good. 32-6. Remains our score. After nearly three-quarters of play here in Salem. Both teams head back to their sidelines. Kind of talk things out before Salem takes over. Well, good drive there by Houston, and they can really, I mean, they can move the ball up the field. I mean, that possession started way on back there, and they really didn't have any trouble. We'll see. The one problem having big wins like this is you kind of start to feel overconfident, and that's not something you want to have in the SDA, a kind of an overconfidence with some of these teams. So that's something Houston wants to watch for sure. As they look to build this lead here over Salem. But they move the ball at will and run the ball an awful lot. Been able to effectively do so tonight, scoring there 32-6. Here's the return for Salem. He's going to catch it and take, I think his knee was down. There's a Salem player on the ground right now, and we'll get him back up on his feet. On the return, Salem gets it up to their 22-yard line. First and 10 for Salem as they take over. A lot of field to work with. A lot of opportunity here for Houston defense to put some more pressure on Salem. They're going to spread them way out. On the fly flag. There before the snap. Probably got about 1:46 here left here in the third quarter, and both teams talk things over again. So it's first and 10 here as Salem gets set to take over from their own 22-yard line. And we will see if they can get themselves back in scoring position. They have had a couple of decent looks, especially in the first half. Houston able to stop them, keep them at just one touchdown. That was scored way back there in the early part of the first quarter. Now here's the snap for Salem. And that scored gain off completed pass there for Salem. Moves them up to the 24. Second down. 1.5 to play here in the quarter. Snap for Salem. They drop back to look to throw, and that's going to be just short. Incomplete pass. Intended here. There's a target here on the near side. There's a flag on that play. And we'll see what they come up with. It go against Houston. Moves Salem up to 39, first and 10. For Salem, here's the snap as he'll complete a pass there on the far side. Off several yards there in the pickup. Boy was the target. That'll be 20 for a first down, 48-yard line for Salem. First down. And a option play. Run around the back, and he's going to get tackled. There's the backfield. Second and 12-yard loss there for Salem. Harold Laster in there with the tackle for Houston. From the 50, second and 12, as time's about to run out here in the third quarter. Here from the near side, here's the snap for Salem. They'll run it up the middle, and he's going to break free. Still on his feet, brought down. Side to side there in the third quarter. They will pick up a few yards. 32-6, our score as we get set here for the fourth quarter. Houston leads the Salem Tigers in Salem. We'll be right back after a quick break here with the start of the fourth quarter. You're listening to Houston Tigers football on Q94.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
And welcome back here off the possession. That's going to be a penalty there for Salem. To start off the fourth quarter. From the 36-yard line will be first and 10. Here's the run here to the near side when we brought down. Houston defense all over him. Carroll, Lassiter with the tackle. Therefore, Houston, and that brings up second down as they push him back. 6 yard loss on the play, second and 16 from the near half for Salem. Snap. Looks to throw. Dubois. An incomplete pass. There it's midfield and really no one around. And brings up third down. Third and 16 from the Houston 42. 11-18 here as we just get started in the fourth quarter. Salem, take the line of scrimmage. Here's the snap for Salem. Dubois drops back to throw, and he's going to run it out. Out of bounds on the far side. No gain there, but there is a flag. That will see what they come up with, but they ran it around there to the far side, and quarterback ran it out of bounds for Salem. So that will go against Salem. Then back. Third and 26 from the Houston 48. As they'll look to throw again. Here on the near side, it's going to be incomplete. Fourth down for Salem. From the 48-yard line, Houston getting them into some penalty trouble now and had them pushed all the way back. Fourth and 26. Some other scores here for you. Liberty Eagles hosting their Bobcats tonight. They're leading that game 62-8 in the third quarter. Here's the snap here for Salem. They're going to connect with a man here on the inside, and he's going to run it back off to the outside. Get pushed out of bounds. Pass named it to Jamal Metcalf. That'll be a turnover on down for Houston. Willow Springs Bears are at Kabul tonight. They're leading that one 24-8 over Kabul. That game also in the third quarter. And Ava playing Mountain Grove tonight. Ava in the third quarter, they're leading that game 35-7. So far in this game, here's the Here's the snap as Houston will run the ball. 10.5 to go in the game. Second down for Houston on the 4-yard pickup. Second and 6 from the 40. Houston's own 40. Flag on the play as Houston looks to hand it off again. Houston called with a penalty, 5 yards back. Yard line for Houston. Second and 11. Here's the snap and the run for Houston up the middle. Brought down again here. Brings up third down. Third and 12. From the 34 on the yard loss for Houston. They ran it up the middle. Fourth play of the possession here. Third and 12. Houston in motion. Here's Hughes. Drops back. Looks to run there to the outside. Hughes managed to run it up. Run it out of bounds there on the far side. And that's not quite enough for a first down. Brings up fourth and 6 from the 40. As Houston gets set to punt it away. The return there in the backfield. Decent return up to about the 40. Salem's 40. He's pushed out about a good shy of that. And there's a flag on that return. Going to go against Salem. Houston 32-6 is our score here in Salem. Houston Tigers are having a pretty good night in their first conference action here in week 3. Well, after the penalty, they'll move back here to the 31-yard line. That's where Salem will take over. After they force Houston to turn it over on down on Houston's last position. Salem crowd starting to make their way out of the stadium. Temperatures dropped quite a bit. Fairly cool here as Houston tries to extend their lead. on the far side, and Salem. Try to get some more points on the board and make this a close game. .840 play in the game. The first and 10 from the 31 for Salem. And that will be a penalty against Houston. So I'll move Salem up to the Houston 46, first and 10. There's the Salem gets set. Here, both teams kind of looking at either sideline. And Salem gets set now here on the far hash. Here, the ball is dropped. He's going to dive on it. Well, behind the line of scrimmage. Drop. Snap. Second 16 now. 6 yard loss there for Salem. It kind of avoids the penalty. Makes their work a lot harder here to get back in scoring range, and hard hit there as Salem carries up the middle. We'll bring up third down for Salem. Seven and a half to play here in the fourth quarter. Salem breaks their huddle. Third and 16 from the 40. From the far side. There's a flag. They're off the snap. Penalty is going to go against Houston. Offside. Moves us up to the 47. Be third and 9. For Salem. As clock winds down. Third 9 from the 47. Here's the snap for Salem. The throw. Short pass here on the near side. Stumbles a little bit. He's going to run right out of bounds. Be a short pickup. It's about 4 yards for fourth down. 5 to go. As Salem gets back up here on the near side. They'll look to throw again. They get him in the backfield and bring him down. Sack. Well, the quarterback for Salem. good play there by the Houston defense. Forces a turnover on down. And Houston takes over there on the 49. Short field. Here for Houston. It's going to be a timeout. Houston will have it. 49-yard line, first and 10, 6 minutes to go. On what may be their last drive of the game. So the Cardinals are on the road, squaring off with the Pirates tomorrow night. First pitch is at 6:35. Got to make the history kind of all over the place. Wainwright and Yachty had their 324th start, I think, yesterday. They'll set the record for MLB record for starting battery. And they'll do that next week. Albert closing in on 700 home runs. Cardinals will be back in Busch Stadium next week. Catch all those games from any game for the Cardinals on KUKU and KWPM. As Houston takes over on the Salem turnover far side, here's the snap for the Houston Tigers. They'll run it. Carroll with the carry. Still on the feet. Final brought down. In Salem territory. Bring it up. Second down. 8-yard pickup. For Anthony Carroll and the Houston Tigers. Five and a half to go. Here's the Houston snap. As they run it. Carroll gets the end off again. Houston marching the ball back down the field, good enough for a first down on the 4-yard pickup there by Anthony Carroll. First and 10 from the 39. Houston here on the near hash with the snap. As they run it here, he breaks a couple of tackles, and he's going to be brought down. Anthony Carroll with the carry around the 26-yard line. Another first down. Good run there is on a 13-yard pickup there for Anthony Carroll, and he's had a big second half. Another first down for Houston, 26-yard line. As Houston has another chance to score. Run it here again with Carroll. On the near side. He's going to be brought down. And there will be we're going to have second down. Loss of two. We brought down behind the line of scrimmage, 28-yard line. For Houston, second and 12. Snap again for Houston, and they run it. again. Carroll with the carry. He'll pick up a few yards on that little run play. He brings up third and six. Yard pick up there for Houston. Just over two to play. Houston breaks the huddle, heads to the line. Here's the snap there from midfield. And they run it up the middle. Anthony Carroll again with the carry for Houston. Picks up a first down. Gets up to about the 12-yard line. Just in a minute and a half to play. First and 10 for Houston. They mark it at the 13. Tigers, first and 10 from the 13. Here's the handoff. Up the middle, Zach Williams. Zach Williams is there. Anthony Carroll got the carry and moved the ball up a little more, just a minute. Here to play. The second down. The second three. Tigers run it again. Al Trudy must do it. 30 seconds to go. And the first and 10 as the Houston turns the ball over. Houston's going to call a timeout, kind of discuss things. But that's pretty much it. 32-6. It looks like will be our final score as they kind of take one last timeout and they will take one more crack of things. Pretty good game. Houston Tigers here in week three. Didn't just steamroll over Salem like they did in the first two games, Fayette and Orchard Farm, but still had no trouble tonight. Good game on both sides of the ball. And here's the snap for Salem as they run it back up the middle. Brings up second and six, 4-yard pickup from their own 11. As time gets set to run out. And that will do it. Final score, 32-6. Tigers come out victorious tonight in Salem off a good game. Both sides of the ball ended up pretty efficient overall on the night, and Tigers able to hold Salem to 6 points, and well, it's the third straight game. They've held all three teams to 6. Dakota James had a big night. He had around 90 yards again. Anthony Carroll had a huge second half. He had 53 yards in the first half, and then let's see, 20, 30, about 45 or so in the second half. There for around a 100-yard night again for him. Hughes started running the ball a little bit more in the second half. Didn't hardly throw the ball at all. I think it had maybe 3 attempts. Completed a pass or so. He ended up having about 30 yards rushing on the night. Zach Williams carried the ball for about 23 yards tonight as well. But that's about it for us here in Salem. 32-6. Again, our final as Houston comes into Salem House, comes out victorious tonight. So Tigers will be on the road, first home game of the season, taking on the Kabul Bulldogs, who just were trailing in the third quarter the Willow Springs Bears 24-8. So the Tigers, with their week 4 matchup, the Kabul Bulldogs will have that game for you here on Q94. But that does it here for us tonight. So this is Jared Holden saying good night. God bless from Salem. This has been Houston Tigers football right here on Q94.
Thanks for listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94, brought to you by
Bailey Chevrolet, GMC in Willow Springs, CHC Home Center, Medlocks Body Shop, Progressive Ozark Bank, Saber Grill and Barbecue in Houston, Sounds Gone Mad, and State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby.